For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The statewide death toll from the massive wildfires in California has climbed to at least 4 dozen as the firefighters struggle to contain the blazes.
The danger is far from over.
L.A. County Sheriff Jim McDonald warns residents that the winds and the extremely dry conditions make the entire fire zone a hazard, even after the fire has burned through.
The fire burned hotter, faster, and destroyed not only homes, but deep infrastructure such as power lines, water lines, sewers, roads, lights, and other things that make a city, particularly a safe one.
In Northern California, the Camp Fire has burned through more than 125,000 acres, destroyed more than 7,000 structures, and nearly 200 people are still unaccounted for. It's now considered the deadliest fire in California's history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
First Lady Melania Trump has called for the dismissal of a top White House national security official. The spokeswoman for Melania said she called for the ouster of Deputy National Security Advisor Myra Ricardel in a statement. Quote, it is the position of the Office of the First Lady that she no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House. Ricardel, who came on board with John Bolton earlier this year, traveled with Mrs. Trump to Africa last month. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen's days could be numbered. Sources say she will be leaving, but the timing is now uncertain. She's been a vocal advocate for the president's policies, including immigration. But those sources say she could fall victim to the president's frustrations that his immigration agenda has stalled. If she is fired, it could pave the way for the exit of Chief of Staff John Kelly, who is one of Nielsen's strongest supporters at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Comic book legend Stan Lee has passed away at 95. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Lee created or co-created Black Panther, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Mighty Thor, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, and Ant-Man, among countless other characters. Lee got started in comics in 1939, joining Timely Comics as an office assistant. The publisher founded by Lee's cousin-in-law, Martin Goodman, would eventually transform into Marvel Comics in 1961. Lee ran and wrote for Marvel until 1972, when then he took on the role of publisher. As for Lee's passing on Monday morning at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, BBC Entertainment reporter Steve Smith puts it this way.
Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Iron Man, and the rest will continue to slug it out without Stan Lee. The film studios have lost the most precious figure they ever got their hands on. Ideas, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama says she stands by her motto, when they go low, we go high.
Going low means you're operating from your place of emotion. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're operating from a place of results. More often than not, you don't get results when you go low. You just, you know, get your attitude out.
Mrs. Obama was interviewed for CBS This Morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.